In this bulletin, South Africa's last white president dies. China's Xi Jinping further consolidates power with a historic resolution. And in sport, the Socceroos tie with Saudi Arabia after suffering an injury blow. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tina Quinn. Former South African President Frederick Willem de Klerk has died aged 85 following a battle with cancer. Mr. de Klerk was the last white leader of an apartheid-era South Africa, holding power in a white minority government from 1989 until 1994, when Nelson Mandela became president. It was de Klerk who made the announcement that Mr. Mandela would be released from prison after 27 years in custody, and the two shared a Nobel Peace Prize awarded for what was their oftentimes strained cooperation in moving South Africa away from institutionalised racism and toward democracy. The reactions to his death, however, have been mixed. A deeply conservative politician, many blamed him for violence against black South Africans and anti-apartheid activists during his time in power, while some white South Africans saw his efforts to end apartheid as a betrayal to his political clan. He recorded a message to the nation shortly before his death, apologising for, among other things, the pain and the hurt that the apartheid regime had caused.
This is my last message addressed to the people of South Africa. I, without qualification, apologise for the pain and the hurt and the indignity and the damage that apartheid has done to black, brown and Indians in South Africa.
A state funeral is being held for Australian media personality Bert Newton in Victoria today. The Logie Award winner died at the age of 83 after complications with a leg amputation earlier this year. Before his death, he was largely considered one of the last living connections to Australians' golden era of television. The service will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne. China's ruling Communist Party has paved the way for state and party leader Xi Jinping to run for a third term. In a rare so-called historical resolution, the Central Committee of the party decided that Xi Jinping's position should be upheld as the core of the party. The move elevates him to the same status in the party's history as its founder, Mao Zedong, and his successor, Deng Xiaoping, after they both had the only other two such resolutions passed, in 1945 and 1981, respectively. US President Joe Biden's national security adviser won't reveal the country's stance on Australia's handling of the AUKUS submarine deal. It comes as French President Emmanuel Macron accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of lying to him over the abandoning of a $90 billion deal with the country's naval group. When asked if the United States is comfortable with how Australia dealt with the issue, top aide Jake Sullivan told a Lowy Institute webinar, there is no gain from revisiting the past.
Where I sit today, the good news lies ahead. And we are going to redeem the vision our leaders laid out, and it's going to be an incredibly positive thing for our countries. And kind of going back through all the ins and outs of this will be interesting for the historians to do at some point, but as National Security Advisor, I've got to keep sort of my eyes firmly fixed on the present and future.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius is on life support, even as he says it's important that until the last moment, hope should be maintained. The UN climate talks are set to officially end today in Glasgow. Mr. Guterres says the negotiations are tracking at this stage to very probably not yield the emissions-cutting pledges needed to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees.
It is the moment to reach agreement by increasing ambition in all areas, mitigation, adaptation and finance in a balanced way.
In sport, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says he's devastated for injured defender Harry Suter, who'll miss Australia's crucial World Cup clash with China due to injury. The Stoke defender will have scans today after picking up the suspected knee injury in Australia's nil-all draw with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia remains top of Group B, 3 points ahead of the Socceroos, with a draw not changing either side's chances of finishing in the top two and qualifying for the 2022 World Cup. And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's going to be mostly sunny with a top of 27 degrees expected. In Adelaide, showers are forecast with a top of 17. In Melbourne, it's going to be quite rainy and windy with a high of 14 reached. In Hobart, showers are developing with a high of 15. In Canberra, a few showers and a possible storm with tops of 16 degrees to be reached. In Wollongong, it's much the same with a high of 20. In Sydney, similar conditions are expected with a high of 24. In Newcastle, a shower or two with 28 degrees expected to be reached. In Brisbane, a couple of showers with a top of 30. In Cairns, a shower or two is expected with a high of 34. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm is on the way and a high of 35 to be reached. That's the latest in SBS News. I'm Tina Quinn.